Right, I'm delighted to say I've been joined by Paul Rowley. Another big win, Paul. I mean, I didn't think we played that well tonight, but you've just blown Castleford away.
Yeah.
Well, you must be pleased.
Yeah, I think Kurt said at half-time it was a funny old game, wasn't it? Because we had an opportunity to score just before half-time, where they took it to 30 points to 4. As it happens, they scored off a Hail Mary kick, 24-10. It was like, oh, here we go. There's a lot of Huddersfield on the cards here, 44-40. Win this one, got written all over it. But we looked like a good team playing in second gear. I guess that's a sign of our progression to come here and win 40-odd-10 and be almost like, oh, okay, yeah, that's good. Job done, get out. It's a huge win, really, isn't it, when you actually break it down. So, we're delighted with the victory. We're delighted that we paid a good testament to Callum Watkins' 350th game. The whole game for us was based around attitude and standards, and that's a reflection of Callum and his career. And so I thought we'd tick that box. I thought our attitude were good, our standards were high. We maintained them. We want to keep improving them. And there's a never willingness to keep working week in, week out with this group of lads. So it was a good victory. And like you said, there's probably more points in it for us if we were, on point. But we had the luxury of messing about with our subs a little bit as well. So some of that, wobbled us a little bit. But that's what you get when you're in good positions.
Is that what this win was built on, Bimmin? Because you could have took your eye off the ball, you've got a cup quarter final next week, but the attitude just seemed absolutely bob on tonight. I mean, that second half, what's the most pleasing point? The tries or the fact that you didn't concede a point in the second half?
The non-conceding is always the best. We build every game we play, we'll build on our defence. Obviously, people speak about our attack, that's what everyone pays the money for, but I think we've seen over the last 18 months some unbelievable courage defensively, whether it be away from home or at the AJ Bell. There's been periods of good defence. So, we concede 2 points, like I said, one off a Hail Mary kick, one off a steal. So, sloppy, I'll put them just sloppy. They're not lucky from Cassie's part, sloppy from us. So, we're disappointed with them too. But credit to the lads, I thought they come up with some really good reads. I thought a lot of good individuals. Stoney were good. I thought Dion had his best game. Kenny had a good game as well. So and then the usual suspects all performed consistently to a high standard. So again, it was a game surrounding for us. It was a game that was all about Callum Watkins, and I thought the lads did him proud, and he got a little rest there at the end. He had 20 minutes to sit down and watch the end of the game.
You don't want to go back on though, because we're desperate for a try, because I noticed that tonight. I thought he was going to score tonight just to cap it off, but like you said, a fantastic performance. And
yeah,
I suppose it's hard to pick out man of the matches and things like that. Someone asked me at the end of the game who you thought was your best player, but I think it's so difficult because everyone's putting a shift in, aren't they?
Yeah, and then if you look at some of them tries, that like the execution of it's brilliant, whether that be Brody, Sneedy, Kez. And so, they're playing consistently well, them players, which is good for us. And they play well consistently because they consistently train well. The boys know my favourite saying, you can't be a mug 6 days and a champion on the seventh. But they're not, and that's why they are what they are. And that's why they get what they get, because they deserve it, because they work hard.
Joe Burgess was missing tonight. Can you tell us a bit about him? Has he picked a knock-up or...?
No, he's had a knee infection. He's got a really bad... really bad to Joe, but we're a bit old school. He's got a scab on his knee, effectively. Right. Don't want to make that sound really small, but he's got infected, keeps getting inflamed. So we felt that, that we've got Reece Williams there who needs to keep ticking over and has been really good. So we give Joe the week off, and I don't see any problem with him playing this week. He should be fine.
Turn your attention to the cup quarter final next week. What's the plan going up there? You're going to stay over the night before? It's an early 12 o'clock kickoff. What's
We've got to stay the night before. So we travel well as a group. We enjoy each other's company, and I think sometimes when you travel with a team, if you feel uncomfortable with in certain situations, then it's always quite draining. But we've got a really good group, so anytime we travel is a pleasure with these boys. So we're looking forward to it, and hopefully it'll be a good game.
I think there was an article on the club's Facebook page, I think, the other day, saying you're a band of brothers. I think that probably describes you guys, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think every team likes to kind of roll out the same lines, don't they? But what we've got is authentic and genuine. And like I said before, you, I could go and sit on that bus now and sit next to any single one of them and be as comfortable as I am with the next. So it's a good group, and I guess, you know, it's well documented that it's probably the smallest group, but in many respects that's probably our strength as well. So you know, there's not many of us, but we love each other to bits, I guess.
Better get on that bus before they've had all the pizza.
No, it's probably too late now.
Nice, well, thanks very much for speaking to us, Paul. No, all the best and best of luck against Oak Army.
Thanks, mate.